comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks, and welcome to The Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this beautiful place we call Earth. Thank you for being here at The Kevin Smith Show. It is talk radio like nowhere else on Earth, and we're here because you have a right to know, and you matter. Now, all week long, those of you who listen to The Kevin Smith Show via the internet streams, all week long, one of those streams has had a lot of problems, and it had problems last night. About 30 to 45 minutes into the show, all of a sudden it dropped us, and you may have wondered why. I'll tell you why in just a moment. Anyway, we have added three alternative options now on the player page. So if you click listen and you're listening via the player that's there and it drops dead, there are three alternatives at the bottom of that that little window, and you just click on one of those and continue to listen. I think you'll enjoy it. Now, why did it drop last night? Well, you need to know that the only way, what happened when you transmit from here, when you encode and transmit that signal from here, it goes down the cable to the internet and over to the server via a port on the server. It's got a port number, and it was set up. Everything was working. There was no problem. You were listening to the beginning of the show. As our guest began to talk about some stuff that was pretty heavy, all of a sudden, click, we were off. And what I discovered after the show, I was able to go in and take a look and see what had happened at the server. Someone had gone in and changed the port number. So if you're transmitting, it's kind of like an address. If you send a letter to me and you send it to New Orleans, to an address in New Orleans, that's fine if I'm at that address. But if I am no longer there, if I've moved to Los Angeles, I don't get the letter. Well, when the port number gets changed, the same thing happens. So we're transmitting to port whatever, and someone changed the port number. The two people in charge of this server say they didn't change it, but it got changed. And the only way it can happen is for someone to go in and do it. So if they didn't do it, who did? Well, you need to know, our guest last night was talking about some things that he actually has been barred from talking about on other radio shows because they were afraid of it. Well, I'm not afraid of it. I don't promote it, and I don't dispromote it. I want to hear what the guest has to say. I think you need to hear what the guest has to say, and then we'll make up our own minds after that as to what we think about it. But we need to hear it. We live in a country that used to believe in that. We'll be back right after this. Pay particular attention for those of you on our TV station. Pay particular attention to this. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Tonight is Open Line Live, BYOT. I've got some really important stuff to throw on the table. And then we'll open up the telephone lines here in just a moment. But get your fingers ready to do the dialing, because we will open the telephone lines and accept your calls. And we'll talk about any topic you want to talk about within our genre. Now, during the break, gotta tell you, this is K-Files night. That means we will begin sending out the K-Files right after the show tonight. So if you haven't subscribed to our free weekly newsletter, be sure you do. And you do that by going over to our website, kevinsmithshow.com. Right in the middle of the screen, you will see the word K-Files. If you click that, you can subscribe, and you'll get a confirmation email, and it has a link in it that you have to use to activate your subscription. If you don't activate your subscription, you won't get it, all right? So some of you have subscribed in the past, and you did not activate your subscription, and you are not getting it. So be sure you activate your subscription. All right, during the break, folks on the folks who are watching the show, and you can watch the show if you're a member of our members area, if you're part of that community, I encourage you to join, but you can watch the show live. And during the break, what they saw was fairly astounding. A couple of weeks, two or three weeks ago, terrible tornadoes went through Joplin, Missouri, and just leveled it. I mean, it really was just leveled. And then, of course, I mean, that was big news. And then a very strange sort of virus or something, fungus or something, broke out, and it was killing people. We're not hearing anything about that anymore. But CNN sent reporters to follow up after the initial reporting on the tornadoes and the destruction. So they sent reporters. Tuckman was the reporter. And what they found, you know, there were like 253 people who had been reported killed by this tornado. And what they found was there were family members and friends of some of the deceased people who were saying to them, "We don't know where they are. We don't know where they've been taken." And so CNN started looking around. They found out the morgue that had been set up is secret. And when they tried to find out where it was, the officials told them its location is secret. Well, that's pretty bizarre all on its own. Well, they did a little more digging and investigating, and finally they came up with where the location would be, where this morgue is. And so they are driving down the highway. The cameraman is in the back seat. He's got the camera on. They're driving down the highway towards where this morgue is supposed to be, and they get stopped by the police. And the police didn't come up behind them and stop them. It's a checkpoint on the road. Now, I'm familiar with checkpoints. If you've ever lived in a communist country, and I have, it's not uncommon for the police to set up checkpoints out on public roadways, and they stop you, they check your driver's license, they check your insurance, they check to see if you have your ID card. You know, are you supposed to be in our country? So, and I've been checked at a lot of those checkpoints, and so I'm familiar with those. Very common in communist countries. Well, there's a police checkpoint right there in the good old USA. right there in the land of the free, the home of the brave, there's a police checkpoint. And the police come up to the window and ask them where they're going. Tuckman is driving, I believe. Anyway, the driver says, we're with CNN, and we just are headed down to the morgue. The police say, do you have any cameras in the car? And he says, well, yes. The police say, you have to secure the cameras in the back of the car. Put the cameras in the back of the car. When he asked why, they said, we have orders from our lieutenant. Tuckman says, well, orders are, the CNN reporter says, orders from your lieutenant to do what? And he says, to secure your cameras in the back of the car. And anyway, this went on for a little bit, and one of the police noticed, there's two of them, noticed that the camera guy in the back seat has the camera on. And he goes a little bit ballistic, and he says, do you have that camera on? Are you shooting? And he says, yes. He said, put that camera in the back of the car. And they tell them that they cannot go down that road, even though it's a public road. They cannot go down that road. You cannot be here. Leave. Don't come back. Right here in the land of the free, the home of the brave. A secret morgue at Joplin, Missouri, just outside of Joplin. A secret morgue, and the press can't take their cameras down the road. The press cannot even have their camera on while the police are talking to them. Now, I want to clue you in on something here before I give you the rest of this story. I went through what is called criminal patrol and intervention school. I used to be a cop. For those of you who are new and you don't know that, I used to be a cop. So I've been through that school. And there's a series of questions that you ask when you stop someone to help you detect, supposedly, whether they have some sort of criminal activity going on that they're trying to hide from you. And the reason for this is the Constitution says that when I stop you, I cannot search your car. Without your permission, I cannot search your car. Okay? So I need to be able to detect if there's any reason to elevate this and go any further, maybe get a search warrant or whatever. So that's the purpose of the school, and I'm not opposed to that. But some of the questions go like this. Do you mind if I look in your car? I've got to tell you, folks, as American citizens, you know, most people will say, no, it's okay, go ahead. That's fine if the cop is clean. If this is a dirty cop looking for a promotion, you may discover that he discovers a bag of cocaine or meth or something like that under the seat, and it's not yours. You know it's not yours. Now, would most cops do that? No. Will dirty cops do it? Sure, they've done it. So my answer, as an American citizen, do you mind if I look in your car? Yes, I mind. The next question, then, is why? What have you got to hide? Nothing? Well, if you don't have anything to hide, why do you mind if I look in your car? My answer? I'm not hiding anything in my bed either, but you're not going to get in bed with me. It's that simple. I'm not hiding anything in bed, but you're not going to sleep with me. It's my car. I don't want you looking in it. And the next thing they say is, well, you know, I can just get a search warrant. Now, when they say that, ladies and gentlemen, that's a lie. Because in order to get a search warrant, there has to have been a felony committed. They have to fill out an affidavit to the judge stating what felony was committed, what evidence they are looking for, why they believe that evidence is in that car. That car. And that has to be looked at by a judge. They have to swear to that. And, you know, if they get caught lying, they're in huge trouble. And if they are lying, it's pretty easy to catch them. So, am I anti-cop? No, I'm pro-cop. I am pro for pro-cops. But for Billy Badass with a badge, Billy Badass with a badge needs to be gone. Billy Badass with a badge never should have been a cop. He gives all cops a bad name. Unfortunately, police all over the country are being contaminated from the federal level by Billy Badasses with badges who, because they are fed and they go in and do this training for these police departments, and they teach these police how we do it at the Fed level. Because of that, the contamination is spreading among local law enforcement, and local law enforcement then is becoming, in many places, Billy Badass with a badge. Anti-American, anti-constitutional. Now, these cops violated the Constitution in many respects. The ones who did this to CNN. I don't like CNN. So I'm not crusading for CNN here because I'm a fan. But I'm an American. And CNN was attempting to do what news media is supposed to do, and that is investigate what's going on and report to you. The more information that we have, the more straight information that we have, the more free we are. The more government is allowed to keep it secret, the less free we are. Now, that's just American. We live in a country now where, for saying that, I am labeled by some factions within the federal government as being anti-government, anti-American, and that is total hogwash. Those people are domestic enemies of the Constitution. Now, having said that, I decided that I would investigate as well. You know me. When a black hole develops in the information, I tend to dive in. I tend to go right there to find out what's the deal. So I did, sort of. I telephoned the mayor of Joplin. Joplin, Missouri's mayor is Mike Woolston. And I telephoned the mayor today and wanted to get a statement from the mayor. I want you to hear, and for those who are watching, I want you to see what we got.
Number at the tone. I'll be paged automatically, and I'll respond to your call as quickly as possible. Thanks.
Hi, Mike. This is Kevin Smith. I'm the host of The Kevin Smith Show, an international talk show. And I wanted to get a comment from you and maybe some clarification about the incident with the CNN crew being turned away and told to turn their cameras off, and police officer opening up their car door, all kinds of violations of the Constitution. And I just wanted to see what your response is to that, and wondered if that was a result of your orders, your direction, or was it someone just sort of going off the rails on their own. My telephone number is 623-444-5889. Thank you very much. Okay, there you have it. I called the mayor's office in Joplin, Missouri. I got a recording that said he would get right back with me. And that call was made at 11:40 this morning. I'm still waiting, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to know, was it on your orders that these police violated the Constitution? And if so, were you being ordered by the feds to do this? Or did you just make this decision on your own? Because, you see, it's not just a Joplin, Missouri issue here, Mayor. This is a national issue. Violation of the Constitution by police officers, preventing the media from doing what the media has a constitutional right to do and a moral duty to do. Doing that is a serious thing. And it was done to the entire nation. Yeah, it was done in your area, but it's not just a Joplin, Missouri thing. It's a national thing. What gives here, Mayor? Who gave the order to violate the Constitution? Did the Nazis win? After all, it's appearing more and more and more as though perhaps they did. All right, on a little bit brighter note and a little bit stranger note, let me see. I don't think I have a picture of this place. Yes, I do. This happened at Lake Delton, Wisconsin. We think it's Wisconsin. But it happened at the Wintergreen Hotel. And it happened to a couple from Des Moines, Iowa. And or some people say Des Moines, but it's Des Moines, Iowa. So they're staying at the Wintergreen, and this is at Lake Delton. And they decided to go outside late at night, outside of the hotel room, to get some fresh air. While they were outside, they noticed, are you ready for this? Five men across the street walking in the same way and the same style, cupping their hands the same way, and carrying the same size cases. The woman described the cases from a distance, the best she could tell, approximately 15 inches by 15 inches. Ah, well, we have a break taking over, so what we'll do is get to that when we come back. Back to the Kevin Smith Show. More with this story now about the people who were staying at the Wintergreen Hotel. And the story is strange. So they go outside the hotel late at night to get some fresh air. And when they get out there, they see five guys across the street walking. They're all carrying the same size, color, identical cases, which the woman described as being about 15 inches by 15 inches. They were perfectly square, and they had handles. And then what happened is really, really paranormal. It's weird. These guys walk up to a sign, stand there, and just disappear. Then there are two other men who come walking. They look the same. They're carrying the same cases. They walk up to the sign, and they disappear. Then another man comes down the street from the other direction, walks toward the sign, turns, and goes away from the sign, to the side, and then turns and comes back to the sign, stands there, and disappears. Is that bizarre or what? That is so totally, totally bizarre. They said they didn't report it to anybody because it was so bizarre that they just didn't feel comfortable reporting it to the police or to any officials anywhere. It just was too bizarre. So I think I can understand that. All right, we're going to open up the telephone lines. We will talk about whatever you want to talk about here tonight within our genre. And that's a pretty broad genre. Anything strange and unexplained. You know, it can be Bigfoot, it can be ghosts, it can be chupacabra, it can be black holes, it can be anomalies on Mars, Venus, Pluto, any of the planets or galaxies out there. It's a big, broad topic, okay? Big, broad genre. UFOs, extraterrestrials, we can talk about it all. Whatever it is that is on your mind within that genre, you decide. And all you have to do is call these magic numbers. Just punch these magic numbers into this little thing called a telephone. 623-444-5889. And that will transport you here to this studio. If you're outside of the USA and you're outside of Canada, you can use the flash message feature on my website if you'd like. And you can avoid having to make the international long-distance call that way, but I'll tell you something. If you do make the international long-distance call, we'd love to hear from you. All right, to the telephone, and caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. It's Jackie from Florida.
Hi, Jackie.
And I want to know, where did you say that hotel was?
Well, you know, the article says, hang on, let me pull that back up here. I've got the article in my hot little hands here. Lake Delton, and then it says, it's got the two-letter abbreviation for Wisconsin, and then a question mark, as though the author of this article was not sure that it was Wisconsin.
He's not sure it's Wisconsin. Oh, darn. I was thinking, if you saw that, Kevin, would you not have to walk over there and approach that sign in the same manner as those men?
Not me.
Really?
No, I don't want to disappear.
I'm not sure that I wouldn't have had to walk up to the sign.
Well, you know, you're braver than I am, I guess. I've worked way too long and too hard in my life to become a fact of life for this planet. I don't want to disappear and disappoint the planet.
You don't want to be a subject for an evening on the show.
That's right. That's right. No, I
can understand that. That was fun. I liked that story. That was cool.
It's one of the weirdest stories I've read in a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the men in black and a little portal opening up at the hotel.
Well, across the street from the hotel. I wish they had told us a little more detail, like how big is the sign. And what was it? Was it a stop sign? Was it an advertisement for something?
Yeah, that would have been interesting.
Yeah.
And obviously it had to be approached from a specific direction in order to function.
Apparently so. And what I wonder, and
cool.
This is also very serious, they all are carrying these cases. I wonder if in these cases is some device that activates that portal.
I would think so.
Yeah, maybe sort of a device that causes the portal to turn on, kind of like the cosmic doorbell.
Yeah, some little magic spy ring that came in their cereal box.
Yeah, could be. It's a great story,
well,
though, huh?
I enjoyed the beginning of your show tonight. That was a wonderful commercial and a good way to start us off.
Oh yeah, a little scary, huh?
Yes. Well. This place is pretty darn scary now. It definitely is.
Yeah. I get a lot of flack.
I was watching a little shopping show today, and the guy was displaying a purse that had a nice side zipper panel in it, and he was talking about the lady in Texas who bought the purse to carry, and his voice kind of trailed off, and he didn't tell us what she was going to be carrying and concealing in that purse. And I'm going, you know, things are getting pretty bad when concealing carries turns up on home shopping.
Yeah, it's almost Mad Max.
It is.
It is.
Well, I'll let you go, and I'll be listening, and have a good evening, Kevin.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a great story. It really is. This story of the guys disappearing with their strange cases that they're carrying. I read a lot every day. That's one of the most bizarre I've read in a while. And in fact, I have to say, I think that one's unique. I don't think I've run into that ever anywhere else. I've heard about like extraterrestrials that sort of come through the wall and go back out the same way, as though they just sort of dematerialize and walk through the wall. I've heard about that. And I've heard about them coming through glass doors that way as well. But just walking up to a sign and just sort of vaporizing, just disappearing, I don't think I've heard of that. But it was quite interesting. Yeah, I started to say, Jackie was mentioning that first story that I did about CNN and about the police checkpoint and violations of the Constitution. I get flack when I report on those things, and I get flack from people who say, well, you don't know the whole story. I know more of that story than I can tell you. And I'm telling you, even though I know more of that story, and I think probably I know most of that story, even so, if this is a constitutional republic, the Constitution tells the government, back the heck off the press. Leave them alone. Leave the media alone. See, our Constitution doesn't grant anybody a single right. It recognizes that you already have these rights simply because you exist. What it does in our Constitution is it names specific rights that you already have and tells the government, don't touch them. Leave these rights alone. It's powerful. It's unique in the history of the planet. You've heard me say that our Constitution is the United States of America. Without that Constitution, there is no United States of America. It doesn't matter if you call it that. That Constitution is the United States. And if you don't have that Constitution, you can still call it the United States, but you may as well call it Mugwump Swamp. I mean, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is, it's not the United States without that Constitution. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming.
Hello, Brent.
Sorry, I got a cough. I don't know why.
Okay.
But I've been thinking about this most of the day just because I've been dealing with some, well, let's just say they're a little too vociferous in their opinions. And the next time I talk to them, I'm going to ask them a question. What would they do if, when they die, they find out that they were wrong, then through their zealousness, they had led several people astray? After that, I'm going to ask them, is it better to preach to people and convert them to your religion or whatever it is, or to provide them with the means they need to find the answers? That, in my opinion, ties into the thing in Joplin, Missouri, because if they aren't willing to let us find the, give us the information so we can make up our own minds, I don't know.
Well, I am very, very, very concerned at what I'm seeing there, because what I watched is police state actions, behavior, and mentality by these guys who did take an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. You know, I'd like to know who gave the order to violate the Constitution. And I'd like to know who's going to be held responsible for that.
I agree.
Yeah. See, I've lived in police states. I mean, for me, it's not theoretical. I know what they look like. I've lived in them. And I lived in Yugoslavia under Milosevic. And I know what it's like. What I'm seeing...
Can't go to the store without having your ID checked.
Yeah, well, you know, the police can stop you without cause in a police state. They can ask to see your papers. If you don't have your papers, you get taken down to the police station for interrogation. And I have... you've heard me describe it. My office in Pristina, Kosovo, was in the former headquarters of the DB. Now, the DB is the Yugoslav version of KGB. They had to move out of Kosovo, okay? My office was in their former headquarters building, and in the basement of that building was the interrogation room, and there were four small cells to hold the people that were going to be interrogated. And I won't get graphic here, but I will tell you that the interrogation room had a concrete floor that sloped toward the center from all directions, and there was a drain in the bottom of that floor, and for a reason.
Blood.
So I know what it's like. I've lived there. I've lived under that kind of system.
And the mentality, the regime.
I'm looking at it in that video that I put on the screen. I'm looking at police state mentality right there. And it's not, people say, well, we're not far from a police state. Ladies and gentlemen, it's happening. I can't say that it's all over the country, but it's happening in places around the country all the time. Brent, we got to step away for break. Thanks for the call.
Yep, goodbye.
We'll be back, folks, right after this. Kevin Smith Show, and we have a caller on hold, so let's go straight to the telephone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin, this is Rusty from Michigan.
Hello, Rusty.
Hello. That news crew, how come that is not being pushed farther than it is?
It's CNN, and CNN, of course, is very... This is my opinion, Rusty. This is just opinion. I think CNN is very tied to the government. So they showed that. They did show it, and they said, very strange, very bizarre, and then they moved on. Okay, they showed it to us, but they didn't make a big deal out of it. And frankly... I think the C in CNN stands for personal opinion. It ought to stand for controlled news network. So they showed it to us, but then they didn't make a big deal out of it, and they should. There should be all kinds of investigations, federal charges filed. I mean, that's serious. At least I think so. You saw it. What do you think? You think it's serious?
Well, sure it is, and it makes me wonder, you know, what was there that they didn't want us to see?
I have an inkling of what was there, and I won't say because I don't know it to be true, but if it is true, it's excessively serious. And if it is true, there are some people in the shadows that need to go to prison.
Well, is it? This is right after the tornadoes, right?
Yeah.
So is it possible? Do those harp weapons cause tornadoes or just earthquakes?
Oh, I don't know what all they can do, Rusty. I think they probably can I think they can create conditions that would be conducive to tornadoes. But, you know, the main thing here is this. Why is the morgue secret? Who made it secret? Those are two issues. Why and who gave the order to make it secret? Who put the police on the road in a communist-style checkpoint? Where were the policemen that were out there? Where was their moral core and their oath to uphold the Constitution? And where were they? There's a law in every state that says a police officer is bound to refuse an illegal order. So where was their moral core, and why weren't they refusing to violate the Constitution?
Now, was this a state police, city police, or was it like National Guard? Who was it?
They didn't say. They said police. So I would assume that it was not the state police because of the way they were dressed. State police tend not to wear T-shirts. So sheriff's offices do. They'll wear T-shirts in the summer, pullover shirts, and these guys were wearing these pullover shirts. But you couldn't see whether it said sheriff or police. But what we did hear is the reporter say, we got stopped by the police. So, you know, I don't know. It could be the sheriff's office. It could be the police department. But I'd like to know who gave the order to these police or sheriff's department, whoever they are, who gave them the order to violate the Constitution?
Well, I don't think we're ever going to know that. They're not going to release that information.
Well, I'm not through digging yet either. I contacted the mayor. I gave the mayor the opportunity. I will contact the sheriff. I will contact the police chief, and I will contact the state police. I will contact the city attorney, and I will contact the attorney general of the state. Until I exhaust all of those, no, we don't know. But, you know, I'll have to do those a day at a time and give each one the opportunity to give me a call. The mayor has declined to call me. Now, I wanted you to see and hear that I did leave a message on the mayor's voicemail. But I don't want him to say, well, I never got that message. Yeah, well, we can document that you did, Mr. Mayor. You got the message and you ran. You didn't call. You didn't give us a statement. You ran. What are you running from?
Well, it definitely tends to lead that there must have been some deaths that were under suspicious circumstances.
Well, there were. There is a mystery disease, a mystery fungus that's been killing people since the tornadoes. Whether or not it's linked, all of this communist-style violation of our Constitution, whether that's linked to those deaths or not, would be anybody's guess.
Okay, now I haven't heard, that's something new, I haven't heard about these outbreaks. What kind of outbreak do you know?
Well, they don't know. It's some sort of mystery fungus that's killing people.
Oh, okay, I hadn't heard that. I didn't hear you mention it. I guess I missed it.
Yeah, and so, you know, it's a mystery fungus. It's apparently very virulent. And when people get it, apparently, that's it. They die.
Joplin, that's down towards the middle of the state, is it?
I think so.
Okay. Well, I guess I need to call down. I got a granddaughter that lives just south of St. Louis. That would be in that same area, wouldn't it?
Well, not far away, and certainly she does not need to go to Joplin.
All right. Well, that's all I had. I caught my attention because I hadn't heard about any kind of special outbreak. But
well, the Constitution is not in play in Joplin right now.
I see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good show.
Thanks.
Thanks.
All right, 623-444-5889 is the telephone number. We would love for you to give us a call. It's BYOT night. That means, ladies and gentlemen, that we will talk about whatever is on your mind, all right? Now, let's see. What do we have here? We have Tony in Australia. Hi, Kevin. Those men did she mention what they were dressed like? Were they dressed like MIBs or casual dress? Maybe MIBs that she saw. Okay, that first story. Tony, hang on. I believe this article states that they were all dressed. The couple described all the people as wearing different clothing but having the same eerie walking formation, hand posture, identical movements, as well as the same cases they were carrying. So they apparently were not dressed like MIBs. They were all dressed differently. But everything else about them appeared to be identical. Okay? So 623-444-5889 is the telephone number. It's BYOT, bring your own topic, and we'll talk about whatever topic is on your mind, all right? If you are outside the USA and you're outside of Canada, you can give me a flash message. You go to my website and scroll down. You'll see the picture about tonight's show. Right above that picture is the link that says flash message. We're going to step away for a break, and we shall return in just a moment. Helps if you turn the mic on. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. It is Open Line Live tonight, BYOT, bring your own topic, and we have a caller on hold, so let's go. I think the caller gave up. The caller gave up. Don't do that. When you call and I put you on hold, you need to stay there. All right. The telephone lines are open, and we would love to hear from you. As I said earlier, when I say things like I've said tonight about freedom, I do get flack from some people. And I get flack from some people that live in other countries. And they say, you talk too much about your Constitution and all that. You need to realize the reason you're getting to hear this show is because of that Constitution. And the more they shred it, the more they burn it, the more they disregard it, the closer we are to shows like this being shut down. Because, you see, the same Constitution and the same amendment to the Constitution that those police violated with CNN is the same amendment that this show operates under. Freedom of speech and freedom of the press. So it's important to this show what happened to CNN. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Oh, this is John from the lovely branch office of hell, excuse my language, Phoenix.
John from the Phoenix area. All right. What's on your mind, John?
I was just wondering, is, you know, we've talked a lot about different technologies, laser imaging and 3D imaging, whether this story you were telling at the beginning of the show, whether it was a way of seeing what the War of the Worlds effect would have now via the press that was observing it.
Well, the press did not observe it. And as far as far as we know, only two people observed it, and they just on the spur of the moment decided to take a walk outside the hotel very late at night. And so I don't think if it was a test, I don't think there was any expectation that anybody would see it.
If it was a test, it wasn't staged well.
Well, if it was a test, I don't think it was a test of public reaction. It may have been a test of some type of technology just to see if it would work. But they had no expectation there would be any public out there to see it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was just, my mind was wandering as you were talking about that, you know, for other explanations. I'm just playing the devil's advocate here.
Well, it could have been a test of the technology just to see if it would work. And maybe they said, okay, let's do this someplace where it won't cause a panic. There won't be anybody out at 2 o'clock in the morning across from this hotel out at a lake. And so let's test it there. I mean, it could be something like that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And it might,
well, I'm enjoying the show, but I didn't have anything else to add at this point.
Well, let me add this. It might be a test of some type of 3D imaging, holographic imaging, or it might be a test of a transporter.
Both are very possible.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah, we know that black industries have been going along for years, not telling us what they're doing.
Well, that's true, and now we have secret morgues.
Yeah, that we had that one other time when they wouldn't let the Roswell incident be inspected, and people were kicked out of the military hospital.
Yeah. Yeah, a very, very bizarre world in which we Americans are now living. Very rarefied air we're breathing.
Yeah.
John, thanks for the call.
You bet.
All right, bye. Yeah, it is rarefied air. And the reason I say it's rarefied air, it's certainly not the air of freedom that we thought that we had here in this country. We're having to learn to cope with being told we're free while being spied upon every minute of the day. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Mike from Kentucky, Kevin.
Hello, Mike.
Busy day today. I've been in and out.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, we've been talking about this for the past few months since these judges decided that they couldn't use the Constitution as a defense in these trials. So it's just been getting progressively darker and darker in this country.
Well, it has, and it's not going to get anything but even yet more progressively darker for some time. And but there will come a day, sometime, when people will have had enough of the jackboot on their throat, and then it's going to be tough. It's going to be very tough. I don't want to see it happen. I've talked about that before. I don't want to see it happen. I don't advocate that there should be any kind of a violent revolution. I am against that. But just because I'm against it doesn't mean I can't smell what's cooking in the kitchen.
Well, that's true. And, you know, the problem being is that most of the people in this country cannot believe that this would happen to them. And they just they go for the sweet talk. That just they eat it up like candy.
Yeah, as long as a politician smiles and has nice bright white teeth when he smiles, he can tell them anything and they buy it. And Mike, you've heard me say this, you and I in private conversations, you've heard me say that I don't have any sympathy for America. I'm not against America. I'm for the constitutional republic that I was raised in. I'm absolutely for it. But I have no sympathy for what's happening in America. As I say, America, you voted for it, like it.
Well, you know, the thing about it, a lot of people in this country, people around the world look at America as Washington, D.C., and the people appear to go along with Washington, D.C., so that does not give the average American a very good look in the eyes of the world.
Well, that's true, and we don't deserve a very good look in the eyes of the world, Mike. When you keep sending the same jackasses back in there, you keep reelecting them, you keep voting for the two parties that have consistently, persistently betrayed this country, you keep doing that and justifying it.
Well, you know as well,
elected it like it.
Right. You know as well as I do, until they do away with this two-party system we have here and run somebody that would stand up instead of practice what the one before them did, regardless of their party affiliation, hey, it's just going to keep, like you said, getting darker and darker.
Well, that's true, and that has implications for us in our genre. It has implications for us with this show. For every radio and television show that's alternative, okay, that is not part of the system and that's saying, look, you know, take a look at this. Here's the information you need. It has implications for all the alternative media. As of July the 15th, Mike, it will be illegal to buy and sell gold and silver over the counter in this country. As of July the 15th. Did you know that?
Yeah, I've heard the story.
Yeah.
But you know, you go down by your jewelry shops and you see these signs out front. We buy gold.
Yeah, well, July the 15th.
They give you pennies and they sell it for dollars.
July the 15th, that's over. You cannot buy and sell gold over the counter. Why? No one seems to have an explanation for why. So, you know, we're living in bizarre times. We're living in times where the most bizarre thing to me is that people keep returning politicians to D.C. who keep screwing them, and they vote for them again. You know, I wash my hands of it. The system, the inmates are running the asylum.
Exactly. And, you know, my wife is going to be retiring here in the next few months, and I'm trying to talk to her about taking her profit-sharing plan and part of her pension money and rolling it over into precious metals and diamonds.
Well, there won't be any precious metals. You won't be able to buy them.
Not in this country.
Well, there you go. There you go. But, you know, if you've got all that money, perhaps you can escape to freedom somewhere.
Hey, we can only hope.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Mike.
Okay.
All right, night. 623-444-5889. That's the telephone number that will transport you here into the studio where freedom still rings. It's not a political show, and we're not talking about politics here. We're talking about the Constitution and how it impacts this show. On this show, I brought you yesterday David Cereda. David Cereda was able for 2 hours to sit here and talk to you on this show and give you information that he has been barred from putting on other radio shows. How do I know that? He told me that. He's been barred from talking about some of the things that he talked about here. He was barred from it on other shows, but not here. Here, we still practice freedom of thought and freedom of speech. It may seem like nothing to you. It may seem, you may say, oh, it's just another radio show. You think so. You think so. You would be amazed at the names of the radio shows he told me who have barred him from talking about this material that he talked about on this show. You would be amazed, astounded, because you think that they're all about getting the alternative news to you. Well, we really are. And doesn't mean I agree with everything every guest says. It means we let the guest say what the guest wants to say. I ask any guest that has been on this show ever in 11 years, and there are only two things that I've told them we're not going to get into. We're not going to get into partisan politics, and we're not going to get into religious dogma. Other than that, they can come on this show, and within the genre of this show, they can talk about anything they want to talk about within the genre. And it's very broad genre. I mean, you know, we've had people come on that were psychics. We've had people come on that are paranormal investigators. We've had guests that have written novels about the paranormal. We've had people come on and talk to us about science. And I'm talking about super heavyweight guests talking about science and space exploration. We've had astronauts on this show. I mean, we could go on and on and on. I never, ever, ever tell a guest, look, don't get into that. We're not going to talk about that, except partisan politics and religious dogma, because they don't fit our show. Look, we also don't talk about cooking or auto mechanics. But within the genre of the show, they can say whatever they want. And that is vanishing across this country. It is vanishing across the airwaves. It is vanishing, folks, vanishing. But here, we do still practice freedom. And it's very, very important. Because when we talk, whenever we talk about UFOs and we talk about extraterrestrials and we talk with scientists and we get scientists to tell us what they know, and a lot of times they do know, a lot of times they have some inside information, and they do know some things about, for instance, bases on the moon, bases on Mars. On this show, they can talk about that. On other shows, they're precluded from talking about it. Well, when we talk about the Constitution on this show, I don't do it from the standpoint that, this party or that party is the one to go with, and this proposal by the Republicans is right, or this proposal by the Democrats is right. This proposal by the Democrats is wrong. This proposal by the Republicans is wrong. I don't get into that. That is politics. Okay? I don't get into that. When we're talking about the Constitution and the protections that the Constitution provides for the citizens, it doesn't grant rights. It recognizes that you have those rights simply because you exist. And then it tells the government, lay off. Back off of these rights. Don't touch them. And then the government does it anyway. Well, the government then has become an enemy of the people at the point and to the extent that they violate the Constitution. They don't seem to realize that they are hired hands. They think they are rulers of something. They are hired hands. And we gave them some rules called the Constitution. And we told them, on these things, you back off. Well, when they don't, it affects shows like this. On this show, we have brought you again and again and again, we have brought you breaking news stories. On this show, we have broke the news on a lot of things over the years that nobody else would touch, nobody else would talk about. And then, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks down the road, sometimes they sort of begin to talk about it on the mainstream media. Other alternative shows. Now, look, I'm going to say this as non... I don't know, even know how to say it. This is not an ego statement. But there are other shows that listen to this show. They hear what we talk about here. And then within the next few days, other alternative shows are talking about the same thing. Now, that doesn't mean that we are the leader and that we break every story. That's not the case. But what I'm saying is we break a lot of stories. And we do so because I believe in the Constitution, and I believe that Constitution really means what it says about freedom of the press, freedom of speech. I think it really means it, and so I practice it. Consequently, we talk about things you're not going to hear on other shows for some time, and you get information you're not going to get on other shows for quite some time. Again, a good example is the show last night. You got information last night about the Fukushima nuclear reactor and what it's really doing in terms of radiation and what it's really doing in terms of radiation getting over here to the United States of America and Canada. David Cereda has been barred from talking about that. He's been specifically told you can't talk about that on this show. Not this show, but other shows have told him you can't talk about that on our show. We'll talk about something else, but not that. Well, you got to hear it. You got the information. Yes, we got interfered with. Yes, we got hit. And yes, we still got the word out. Well, that's because I believe that Constitution. Maybe I'm a dinosaur. Maybe I am. I know I'm an old guy. Maybe I'm a dinosaur. Maybe the United States of America doesn't want its Constitution anymore. From what I see, it looks to me like the majority of the people in this country really don't care whether they have constitutionally protected freedoms or not. All they want is to make sure they have little jingle in their pocket, little food on the table, and promises from Washington, D.C. It's a security blanket. They feel good about it. Well, they're going to wake up too late. I hear people say all the time, well, we've got to get people to wake up. Well, you're 30 years too late to wake up if you think you're going to stop any of this stuff. You're 30 years too late. You should have woke up 30 years ago when people were telling you to wake up. So, you know, but anyway, people are going to wake up, but they're not going to wake up to a point where they can change anything. It's going to be too late. Already is, in my opinion. But, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it can change, but I don't think so. I think it's too late. The New World Order is here, folks. You elected it. Like it. You elected it. Love it. So maybe I'm a dinosaur. This whole thing about freedom and the ability to do this show, the ability to talk about what I talk about, to bring you the guests I bring you. Maybe I'm a dinosaur. But when you wake up finally, you'll wake up to a day where shows like this won't be available. Those of us who are doing it, I'm not the only one that does this. There are a few others. But those of us who do this will be in prison. You don't think so, huh? Did Did you remember? Stop and remember what happened to CNN. That was CNN. If that had been Kevin Smith, if that had been KSS, they would have arrested me. Absolutely certain of that. That was CNN. And look what happened to them. So you're going to wake up. You will. Too late. You'll wake up, and voices like this show won't be here. There'll be no one to call their hand. The Drudge Report will be gone. Some of you like Alex Jones. He'll be gone. He'll be in prison. Some of you like Rush Limbaugh. He'll be gone. He'll be in prison. Some of you like people on the other side of the political spectrum doing talk radio. They'll be gone. Anybody that challenges the government will be gone. That's coming. How do I know it's coming? I saw it. I saw it in the film clip that I showed in the first break, and that I told you about after the break, where CNN got stopped by a communist style or a Nazi style. The Nazis did it too. Checkpoint on the road. They got told, you can't be here. Put your cameras away. Get out. Don't come back. So how do I know that it's coming? I'm watching it. I'm watching it. Aren't you? Now, we talk about UFOs here, and we talk about a lot of things related to UFOs and things that there are some. You know, Brent from Wyoming says, the powers that wanna be. Okay. I think we could also say the powers that assume they are. I talk about a lot of things here that they don't like. I talk about a lot of things here that they would like to make me stop talking about. And I'm going to keep doing it. I'll do some more of it right after this break.
And you're listening to The Kevin Smith Show.
And welcome back to The Kevin Smith Show. We are open line live tonight. That means it's BYOT. You can bring your own topic. That's what BYOT stands for. BYOT, bring your own topic. Got a flash message here from Australia, from Denny in Australia. And he says, good day, mate. Good day, Denny. And he wants to know why I'm so hard in my opinion about Americans being asleep. Denny, let me give you an example. I just did 30 minutes without a phone call. Open line live, and people have an opportunity to express their views, an opportunity to make their comments, and they're afraid. It may no longer be the land of the free, and it may no longer be the land of the brave. Absolutely chicken. Afraid somebody's going to know that they said something. Does that sound like a free country to you? It sounds to me like an entire population being controlled by fear. That's what it sounds like. Listen to it. Listen to the fear. Are you ready? Here it is. What do you think about the sound of fear? But we have one fearless individual right here, and that's a good thing. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Well, this is John again from Mesa, but and I know you don't like this call in twice, but I thought maybe you'd open for another comment.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, you and I have talked, when I came over to your office, we talked some on this, and we've talked many times before.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't take any special intelligence to be a representative in the United States, because all you are technically is a messenger of the voice of the people in your state to Congress. The mm-hmm. ones that have to be really smart are the ones that are lying to the people and have to remember all the lies.
Yeah.
Well, I still, you know, I think that you may be right about, you know, the country ending, but I still don't think that the silent majority, the ones that aren't calling you, I think that your show and the others like it have given us a voice to where we don't think that we're alone in our thinkings about how we would, what would happen if something came to blows in the United States. We would organize like Swan Fox during the Colonial War. There would be Red Dawn, where all over the United States, people would reorganize and organize their small areas, and eventually it would grow back.
Well, you see, the silence is what is allowing the death of the country. It's the silence that allows these jackasses to get away with all this stuff. They know that they can violate the Constitution and there will be no repercussion because the people are cowered down. And the people are afraid, and the people will respond to their fear more than they will respond to the violation of their Constitution. So they know that. And it's the silence that's killing the country. So I honestly, John, you're not part of the silent majority because you do speak up. I have no sympathy for the silence. The silence.
Well, I think that there are many people who listen to your show that are part of that non-silent group. And even when they're not calling yet, I think they're busy thinking about what you're saying because you bring a very important voice of freedom to the airwaves that surprises a lot of people.
Well, yeah, and isn't it a shame that it's a surprise?
It is.
It's a shame that it's a surprise.
It makes those of us who do speak up in our local communities less of a surprise because there are people like you voicing our freedoms that are being lost and saying we shouldn't be putting up with this kind of thing because it's not in the Constitution.
It's not. But, John, around you, the silent people who say, yeah, I'm for you, you know, in their minds, yeah, I'm for this guy. I believe in what he's saying. But they're too chicken to say anything. They are the death of the country. And I want everyone in the silent majority to know it's your fault. It's your fault that we are where we are because you are silent.
Yes, you're very, very right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the two-party system, like you say, is dead, and I did see an example of a system where you could have four or five people running for office, and once you figure out you could vote 1, 2, 3 on the four or five people that were running, and if your candidate was the bottom, he dropped off, and then your vote now counts for the second one you were in favor of.
Uh-huh.
And it just keeps going down until there's only one left.
Yeah.
But everybody gets to vote and prioritize their feeling on the top four or five candidates and let the chips fall where they may, but that way your voice is not lost on a candidate that may be the lesser of two evils.
Yeah, you rank them according to, well, this is my number one choice, this is my number two choice, and so forth.
Right.
But, you know, this so-called two-party system, is that like a whole lot better than a one-party system?
No. You know, they say they have different views, but many of them in each party you know, talk a good talk, but they don't walk the walk, as they say.
Yeah. Well, that's true, and you could still have that with any system that you have. Politicians and lying are not strange bedfellows. They've been dating for many years. So, you know, you could still have that if you have a multi-party system. But the point is, this system we have is not in the Constitution, and you're not anti-American if you say so. When you speak up for the Constitution, you're pro-American. These people that are promoting the system we have now, some of them realize that it's not in the Constitution and some don't. But the ones that realize it are anti-American. I don't care what they say, they're anti-American.
Well, I agree. And I think that if we go to a multiple candidate system, it has to be all at once. It can't be bringing in a third party, because a third party is the way, or a third candidate is the way Clinton got reelected. He split a lot of the votes that would have gone against him.
Well, I don't want to get into, you know, the specific political stuff, but the constitutional stuff. I'm for the Constitution. And, I know there are people who are listening tonight who say, you know, I thought this was a show about paranormal and UFO. I know you think that this, me talking about the Constitution, is politics. That's because you're ignorant of politics versus issues. Okay, if that's what you think. The issues of the Constitution are very important to this show. Without that Constitution, this show and other shows like it cannot exist.
Correct, and we see evidence of the powers that be trying to stop your show all the time.
Yeah, we had it last night.
Yep.
Somebody went into what they thought was our main server and changed the port number so that what I was sending up would no longer get to the server. Okay, and that server's setting...
Sometimes what I've experienced problems getting your show from time to time, and I seem to be the only one, you know, and everything else works on my computer except your show.
Yeah. Well, we do get attacked, and the reason we get attacked, I hear people say, well, I don't know why. In fact, I've had it said to me, and I've had it in email. I don't know why you think your show's getting attacked all the time. I listen to, and they'll tell me this other show. And they never get attacked. Yeah, they don't do what I do either.
These are the ones that are still walking around in the clouds.
Yeah. And, my deal is very simply, give us the information. We're not stupid. We'll ask questions, and we'll decide how much of it we think is right, how much we think is not true. Every person listening gets to do that. I don't censor it for them. I have people that send me emails saying, I can't believe you would have that guy on your show. It takes away from your credibility to have some credibility. How can anybody be credible who censors information?
It's like someone going to instead of encyclopedias and go, well, I don't like this, and saying, well, it shouldn't be here. I'm going, you know, information is just that, information. Deal with it.
Oh, well, that's true. That's true. Well, I wish you well in Arizona, in the sea of the silent out there, because
it may be the problem. You know, they may be all passed out from the heat out here.
Yeah, well, out there in the Phoenix, Arizona area, that certainly is a viable excuse, because heat stroke, I mean, you just walk outside and 10 minutes outside and you know, you can have heat stroke. John, people will think I'm kidding, but you've lived out there a number of years. Do you remember when they closed Sky Harbor Airport because it was so hot the runway was melting?
I do. It was 1990, and we were 120 degrees, and they had no numbers above 120, and when it hit 121, they shut it down.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I was working outside that day.
That was not smart.
No, it wasn't. I consumed lots of copious amounts of fluid.
Yeah, I bet you did. John, thanks for the call.
You bet.
All right. Yeah, folks, I know that what I said will really torque some people, but I'm telling you, if you're part of the silent majority, you're killing freedom. Here's someone who's not afraid. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Leslie, and I'm calling from Oregon.
Hello, Leslie.
Hi, and I come from a long line of women in my family that we're not afraid to say what we think. I'm not sure if it's always a good thing, but we do. So
I think it's always a good thing to say what you think.
Well, I was thinking, just kind of my take on the reason why people may be silent, and I'm not sure, this is just my opinion, is maybe I think there's a lot of people out there that they see things that are going on. They know it's not right, you know, cover up, or, you know, you name it. And at least people have run into, they want to do something, they just don't know where to start. So they're afraid to take the first step. And really the only thing I could say is, you know, you're not going to get anywhere standing still. So might as well just take a step in some kind of directions and just kind of, I don't know, speak out, say anything. I mean, that's kind of my take, so.
Yeah, you know.
Saying that, go ahead.
Well, people think there has to be some great grand plan, and then they will get in line and do it. You know, how about you just say, that's wrong. You know, you're at a city council meeting, and they're going to do something like set up roadblocks out there on the streets and tell people you can't drive down this street and news people can't come. How about just stand up in city council and say, that's wrong, that's communist? That'll work. Hey, Leslie, you want to hang on through the break?
Sure.
All right. We'll be back, folks, right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and we have Leslie on the line from Oregon. So, Leslie, I was saying, people don't have to wait for some great big grand scheme. You don't have to wait for somebody to come along with a petition. You don't have to wait until there's some big protest movement. Just talk. Just voice your opinion and make an impact where you're standing.
I agree. That reminds me of a video I saw that was on YouTube of they're playing music, and I don't know if they're in a park or somewhere, and this one guy was up dancing, and people are kind of snickering at him, and the next thing you know, you see another guy dancing, and then they just all join in, and the people that were snickering at him, you know, they're all up dancing. So it just, you know, takes one person, and just get up and say something, you know.
Would you believe, look, I'm an old guy. I've been an old guy for a long time. Would you believe my wife and I were in it's kind of a restaurant bar, and we were having dinner, and it was kind of a late dinner, and it sort of switches as the evening goes later. It sort of switches into more bar than restaurant, you know? And they had this band playing, and boy, they were great. Doing a great job, and people just sitting around, and, you know. Now, this really happened. This happened in Nong Khom, Thailand. So I got up and started dancing. Mm-hmm. And I danced to every tune that the band played. And other people then started dancing. And as they danced, they got hot, and they were ordering drinks. And the bar made so much money off of people ordering drinks that they gave me an award. They came over to me.
Really?
And they gave me this. It's a Rubik's Cube, but instead of just colors, it's got pictures from Nong Khom Phnom, mm-hmm. and it's sponsored by the bar. You know, it's got the name of the bar on it. And they gave me that and told me I could come in there for free anytime I wanted to.
Wow.
So you're right. Just getting up and dancing. And I think at the time, I think I was 54. No, I was 50, mm-hmm. 52. 52-year-old man up dancing with this rock music. Okay? But it was enough to inspire other people to get up and dance. And they did, and the whole place broke out in a dance. And people were ordering drinks because they were getting thirsty. And then they were getting hungry because they were doing so much dancing. They ordered food, and they made the bar made so much money, they gave me this little award and told me, man, you can come back in here anytime you want for free.
That's great. That's, I mean, wow, I didn't know. I mean, not only are you a show host, but you, apparently you got some good moves when it comes to dancing.
I do. Backstreet Boys never had anything on me. Believe me. And when I became an international policeman, I didn't even know how to dance.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to learn that actually as part of my job. I won't go into details. Yeah, I had to hang out in bars. One part of my career there, I had to hang out in bars and blend in. So I had to learn how to dance. But the point is this: if you just do something, it catches on. You don't have to start an organization. You don't have to start some big event. You just do something. Just say something. Just voice your opinion about what's being done to you. And people say, well, I'm afraid I'll wind up on a list. So what? You know, they used to tell me in school, if you talk or if you pass a note, I'm going to write your name on the board. Remember that? You know, teachers used to, I'll write your name on the board. Oh, no. Really?
Mm-hmm.
I hope my file requires a whole damn warehouse. Write my name.
My name's probably on there, too.
Yeah, write my name. Every time I speak up for freedom, every time I speak up for the Constitution, write my name on the board. Put it in a file. I don't care. I like my country. Yeah. I love my country. I hate what these enemies of the Constitution are doing to the country, and these are people who they have official titles. I hate what they're doing to it, and I will not be silent about that.
Yeah. Well, one example I did is just, you know, personally what I did was and I wasn't even really doing this on purpose there. I can't remember what it was, some story. And, you know, like Facebook, and I wrote something up about it, how, you know, I disagreed, and people, you know, I have a lot of, you know, quite a few friends on there, and people I thought would never, you know, comment on it one way or another. They commented on it, and it just got a conversation going, and then they posted it on theirs. And, I mean, you don't have to do much. Like you said, just voice your opinion. You know, stand up and say something.
And the thing is, you know, well, what if they come and take me away and put me in a FEMA concentration camp? Well, if that's going to happen, it's going to happen anyway, right?
I agree.
I'm going to be free and live till I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yep.
I know that in this country, the Constitution is in shreds, but not where my feet are standing. Where my feet are standing, I'm proceeding forward with belief in the Constitution, and I'm proceeding forward with living as though it's still intact, and they have to prove I'm right by arresting me.
You're doing a good job.
Well, thank you. You see, when they take action against me and against all the other broadcasters, they will have proved we told the truth about it. So I'm going to keep pressing forward with freedom until they do something. And I don't know. Maybe they got the guts to do it. Maybe not. We'll find out. But when they do, it will prove to the whole public I told the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's what matters.
Yeah. Yeah. Got to live till you don't, and I choose to live free.
Yep.
Thanks for the call, Leslie.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm not a radical. Not say, I don't think it's radical to believe in the Constitution. I think it's radical to not, if you're an American. I don't think it's radical to say this Constitution says you people in the government do not have the right to do these things you're doing to us. That's not radical. That's quoting the Constitution. I think it's radical for them to assume they can take money from us, get salaries from us, and then do these things to us that are violations of the Constitution. Now, that's radical. These people are radicals. They are domestic enemies of the Constitution. And everybody wearing uniforms, police and military, took an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic. Sooner or later, that gear will kick in. So what would I do if I were a politician right now, if I were in Washington, D.C. right now? I would get down on my knees and thank God for Kevin Smith and for every other broadcaster that's standing up for freedom. And I would beg God for courage to stand in the Congress or the Senate and demand a return to the constitutional republic. That's what I would do if I was a congressman or senator. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this show has been about the paranormal. This show has been about something for which there's no scientific explanation, and that is the bizarre behavior of people in Washington, D.C., and other elected people and people wearing badges around this country. Bizarre behavior. Bizarre. It's been about the freedom for this show to continue. I'll live till I don't, and I'll live free every minute of it. I hope you'll join me. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.